All four Gospels mention the resurrection. And again, we run into inconsistencies in their various versions. Matthew 28:2 says an angel rolled back the sealing stone of the tomb, while Mark 16:4, Luke 24:2, and John 21 have Mary Magdalene coming to the tomb and finding the sealing stone already rolled away. There are more inconsistencies. John has only Mary Magdalene at the tomb. Luke has Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and other women at the tomb. Mark has Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome at the tomb. And Matthew has Mary Magdalene and the other Mary at the tomb. The only consistency here is that Mary Magdalene was at the tomb. We find more inconsistency in the different versions of the resurrection, and in some ways they point more to his being alive, literally, than resurrected. Matthew has the angel rolling back the stone and sitting on it while making the guards of the tomb like dead men. He then has the angel telling the women that Jesus is not in the tomb and to go tell Christ's disciples that they will all see him in Galilee. Matthew then has the women seeing Jesus immediately after, before even reaching the disciples, rather than seeing him in Galilee. After seeing Christ, Jesus tells them to go tell his disciples that he will see them in Galilee. Mark has Mary Magdalene, Mary Cleophas, mother of James, and Salome finding the stone rolled back from the tomb, and a young man in a white robe, angel, sitting in the empty tomb. The young man tells them that Jesus is not there, has risen, and to go tell Christ's disciples that Jesus will meet them in Galilee. Mark then has Christ first appearing to Mary Magdalene, and Mary then going to the disciples and bringing word that Christ is alive. To quote Mark 16:10-11, she went and brought word to those who had been with him, as they were mourning and weeping. And they, hearing that he was alive and had been seen by her, did not believe it. We then have Luke relate how the women, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary Cleophas, and others, found the stone rolled back from the tomb, and how two men in dazzling raiment appeared and told them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead?" They continue to say, "He is risen and not there at the tomb." The women then go tell the disciples. John has only Mary Magdalene present and seeing the open tomb. Mary then runs and tells Peter and another disciple, presumably John the Beloved, that the tomb has been open and that Christ's body is gone. Peter and John check out the empty tomb and then go home. Mary Magdalene stays and sees two angels in white sitting in the tomb, and they say to her, "Woman, why art thou weeping?" Mary replies, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." The Gospel of John then has Jesus appearing to Mary Magdalene, who at first doesn't recognize him because she thinks he is the gardener. Was Jesus in some sort of disguise? Here we have the inconsistencies of which women were there, how many angels, if any, were there, whether all or only two disciples even came to the tomb, whether the stone was rolled back or already open, and whether Mary Magdalene saw Christ and when. Here again, you would think that such an important event as the resurrection would be more consistently described.